Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives, one story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon, trauma therapist and coach, and the founder here of Embrace Your Brave. And today's episode is kind of a special one because today is my birthday. That just reminded me of my mom. My mom gives the best birthday messages. Every year I look forward to her messages because she sings them loud and proud, and it changes every time. I've heard her do like an incredible rap birthday song or just a full-blown opera, but she is truly the best mom. And you might notice that my voice is a little bit scratchy right now because I might have had a little bit too much fun with my friends celebrating my birthday and singing karaoke at the top of our lungs. So yes, it's been a fun birthday. I have been very well loved. So today is my birthday, but by the time you hear this, it won't be my birthday anymore. But this is just a little piece of my heart that I want to share with you to celebrate it. Honestly, birthdays haven't always meant a lot to me in the past. I used to just kind of gloss over them. But as I heal and I grow, I'm learning to treasure them more. It's not just as another year gone by, but another year I get to live. I get to love. I get to become more me. And this year, I have this unique opportunity through this touch point right here to give you something for my birthday. And it's something that's been changing me from the inside out for quite some time now. And it comes down to two simple words. You matter. So this week, I've been sitting with all the little Dawns, all the little versions of me, the little girls who never quite believed they mattered, the ones who thought they weren't enough, the one who thought she was too much, the ones who felt invisible or unseen and unheard. And I have wept for them. And I've also stopped for a moment and wrapped my arms around those sweet girls and held them tight and whispered the words that they've been aching to hear their whole lives. You matter, Dawn. Your story matters. Your voice matters. Your dreams matter. Your pain matters. All of you matters. Now, if you've ever done any work with me, you know one of the very first things I invite women to do is to find pictures of themselves as little girls at different ages and stages. I just want them to see her, to really look at her, to begin emotionally reconnecting with that tender, innocent part of themselves. And this week, my own healing took me on that same journey. As a promise to my little girls and to myself, I did something I've never done before. I got a tattoo. And two little words etched on my wrist, you matter. And you know, it's more than ink to me. It's a love letter to those little girls and me. It's a promise that from this day forward, I will not abandon them. I will not abandon me. And this tattoo has become like a mirror for me. Every time I see it, I come face to face with my own little girl, the one I so often overlooked. And it reminds me to check in. Hey, how am I doing with this right now? Do I need to speak up for myself? Am I considering my own needs? Am I honoring that little girl inside of me? Not a day has gone by that I haven't been reminded several times a day and given new opportunities to love that girl inside of me. If you've ever walked into my office, those are the first words you'll see. If you spent any amount of time with me, you probably heard me say it out loud. You matter. It's become my message to the world. But here's the part most of you probably don't know. It's also the message I've needed the most for myself. From the time I was a child through my adult life, and even now at 44, it's still the reminder I need to hear. And maybe that's why I carry it so fiercely, because I know how it feels to go without it. And you know, maybe for you, it won't be a tattoo. Maybe it's just a sticky note on your mirror, or a word on your phone background, or a bracelet you wear, or a quiet reminder you whisper to yourself each morning. But what if you had something that pulled you back again and again to the truth that you matter? What would it look like for both of us to actually live from that place every single day? To walk into every room, at every table, at every conversation, owning our worth, owning our seat, and knowing deep in our bones that we belong. How differently would we show up? How boldly would we speak? How tenderly would we love? How courageously would we dream? This is what believing you matter makes possible. You matter. Your story matters. Your voice matters. Your dreams matter. Your pain matters. All of you matters. As you listen to those words that I just spoke over you, I want you to pay attention. What is stirring inside of you? What are the sensations that are moving through your body as you hear those words? What thoughts fill your mind? What emotions are rising up to the surface? I just want you to notice. Don't push it away. Don't judge it, because however you respond, that matters too. But while you're here, I want to invite you into something tender. I want you to take a minute right now and hold that little girl inside of you, the one who never quite believed that she mattered. I want you to picture her face and look into her eyes and notice how small and tender she is. And I want you to wrap your arms around her and hold her tight. and I want you to tell her what she's always needed to hear from you. I see you. I love you. I would not abandon you. You matter. That's the journey my tattoo took me on this week, and it was a little unexpected. And I believe it's the same invitation that's waiting for you to whisper those words to the little girl inside of you so she finally knows she's safe, she's seen, and she matters. Now, for some of you, those words might land like water in a desert, and you feel the relief. It feels like coming home. And for others of you, it might feel almost impossible to take them in. And maybe there's that voice that whispers, "Whew, not me, not yet." Or maybe your body goes numb, like you just can't quite connect it. And if that's you, that's okay too. It doesn't mean that you're broken. It doesn't mean you'll never believe it. It simply means those younger, hurting parts of you may need more time to trust these words. Even the tears that fall, even the resistance you feel, even the silence in your chest, all of it is part of the journey. It all belongs. It's all telling the story of a heart that is slowly, gently, bravely learning the truth that you matter. So on this birthday, my wish isn't for more gifts and cake and candles, even though the cheesecake was amazing. My wish is for more women, more brave souls just like you, to know without a shadow of a doubt that you matter. And listen, if you ever forget, come back here and I'll remind you, because that's what I've promised myself and it's what I'm promising to you. So before we close, I want you to try something right here. I want you to whisper this, maybe out loud, even if it feels shaky, even if it feels strange, it's okay. I want you to say, "I matter. My story matters. My voice matters. My dreams matter. My pain matters. All of me matters." And say it again if you need to, and feel that truth deep down in your soul and let it take root in you. And then I want you to carry it with you. Let it shape the way you walk. Let it shape the way you speak. Let it shape the way you love yourself and you love other people. Because when you live like you matter, you change the world around you. So please accept this gift from me on my birthday. And until next time, you brave soul, hold on to this truth. Live it, breathe it, become it, because you matter. You always have. And you always will. Hey, friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing. Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.